Food News.
Yeah, Monica's with us from Doing Dubai, and if you're heading to London anytime soon for your holidays, then listen up as Monica's got all the latest news for when it comes to dining around the city.
And this next one that we're about to talk to, I've got to say, sounds like the perfect thing to do on a rainy day in London.
Yes, yes. It was probably a day like today, I think, bearing in mind the rain. I think it stopped the cricket and all sorts of things. But absolutely, yeah. And there's a Dubai connection as well, because okay. this hotel is opening a branch of the place in Dubai. Bits of it are already open, but I think October time is when we're going to go back
there. So where are we talking about?
We are talking about, Mark, Duke's Hotel.
Duke's?
It's Duke's Hotel in London, in the area of St. James's. Started life back in Henry VIII's time, and it sort of evolved from being, I think, a convent to St. James's Palace, and then the courtyard area had a couple of different houses that were then made an inn for nobility. And actually, you told me before, Mark, it doesn't surprise me at all, as sort of nobility who were passing through would stop off there, that you yourself have in fact stayed at this little gem.
I was lucky enough to stay one night, and then I was out to the Premier Inn after that, but I have stayed one night in Duke's.
Your claim to fame.
It's an absolutely great hotel. It's not big, it's really kind of small hotel, but they've got the most incredible elevator inside this hotel.
I think it's one of the oldest in
London.
England, probably, yeah.
So you walk into this elevator, and it's got this velvet little settee that you can sit on it whilst the elevator takes you up. You can actually feel it moving. It's one of the old-fashioned ones, but they keep it. There's a guy in there polishing it all the time. It's kind of got brass rails around it, mirrors, and it's just the most amazing elevator. And it's strange, that memory of the elevator stays with you coming away from that hotel.
Absolutely. It obviously made a big impression on you, Mark.
It did, yeah. I've never been in an elevator quite like it before.
And interestingly, Dukes are saying that they want to replicate, Dukes of London want to replicate everything that they can about Dukes of London in Dukes Dubai. So will Dukes Dubai be the first hotel has a banquet seat in it, banquette.
Is that what they're called?
I think so. Sort of. I think you remember it as velvet. Is actually.
Yes.
I think it might now be leather.
But okay.
Very shiny, like you say, and it sort of sits at the back of the wall of the elevator. So you're very, very tired after chatting with your nobility or shopping or wherever you were doing. You could just get into your lift and sit down. We wouldn't really have far to go because it isn't a big hotel.
And the proximity of this hotel, you've got the St. James's Park.
Beautiful.
Just behind it. Squirrels
Green
running
park.
Around.
Yes,
is it
yes.
Green Park?
Green Park.
Squirrels everywhere. And then you just walk across that park and you're at Buckingham Palace.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. It sounds lovely. Probably a bit out of my price range anyway, but
there's
an alternative because you can go there for tea.
You can go there for tea and you can decide a couple of very interesting things about tea here. I mean, luxury for less, you know, if you really, really want to sort of experience these very, very special places, true hidden gems in the real sense of the word, very, very historical, unique places and have won travel awards. You can just go for the tea, which is the scones, I think, with the clotted cream and the jam. Princely sum of £13, which is how much is that? 80 dirhams, something like that?
Yeah, bargain.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Even to be in Duke's, that's good value.
Yeah, and you can sit. We had tea in the drawing room. It's a sort of room on the lower ground floor. It's a beautiful duck egg blue room, very sort of heritage style colours. And one part of it opens out onto a sort of little courtyard that reminded me a bit from where we are in the world of a mudless almost.
Yeah.
And it was sort of a semi kind of cover, completely covered but tent, but it looked as though it was just, imagine if it was a house and you had a little extension bit on your house that was actually this courtyard, again in a very, very elegant blue. And you can sit there and no one would know you were there, you'd while away the time. And that, for £13, to sort of sit there and experience that, or you can sort of, kind of go up a bit and have the bubbly option if you want. But the other very, very interesting thing that they do, and we might go back and try this in July, which I thought was fascinating, was if you want to have a picnic in the park, you can ask Dukes. Not only will they pack up a picnic for you, okay, that's nice, there's nothing special about that, they will have a butler take your picnic to a designated spot that I think only Dukes knows about in Green Park. They will lay out your tea for you, your full sort of afternoon tea. You can have it all, and I don't know how you alert him to when you're finished. I don't know if you ring a bell.
You just leave it.
Or you leave it.
Or send him a text message.
That's not very PC to just leave it in the park. And then he comes and clears it away. And imagine people who are on holiday, of which there are many. You know, it's not that easy to pack a picnic and go. You're kind of going to Waitrose or Marks and plastic bags. Oh, well, I haven't got anything to sit on. Oh, I need some forks. It would be nice if they weren't plastic forks.
And then you sit on the banana, get squished.
That might be you, Zara. I've not yet done that. So this really appealed to me. So if you wanted to meet up with a few friends, you know, you could just say, right, okay, we're all meeting at Duke's. They're going to do our tea for us. And all you need to think about is just hope the weather's good, if it is. and just hang out and catch up. And the guy, you know, the person just does everything for you.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really, really interesting.
Go and have a ride in the elevator as well.
You can have a ride in the elevator. And interestingly, getting to Duke's Hotel, I went to Green Park Tube Station from where we stay, and I got out of the tube. You can get out of the Green Park Tube. It says Green Park exit.
Yeah.
You come out literally in the park, and to go there, to go to Duke's Hotel, one way of going there, you walk further into the park with the green sort of lawn on your right. You take the first alley on your left, and you think, where on earth am I going? But this is what the GPS said. Take the alley into the left. Lots of people going down there. You come out, and literally it's a right and a left or a left and a right, and you think, wow, I've actually come to this hotel via the park. And Amy, the girl who showed me around, said, you know, we have obviously people who have personal trainers and they've got yoga teachers and all the rest of it here, but we just take them straight into the park. And imagine doing your beautiful yoga class or whatever. So yeah, I'm going to the paddy field sort of later, but doing this the yoga or the training session in Green Park,
yeah,
fabulous. And then going off and doing your shopping, so you're kind of getting a little bit of everything here.
Right.
And look forward to this hotel being fully up and running. Do you know where it's going to be in Dubai?
No, what's the location?
It's in the Oceana building on Palm Jumeirah.
Right.
So it's there, and they are going to open a restaurant, I think in October, called the Khyber. And this is a very nice restaurant that I know about from Bombay, because we lived in Mumbai now, in 1994. And we went to this, I can't remember what hotel it was in, but I think it wasn't in a hotel, I think it's a freestanding restaurant in Mumbai, the Khyber, very, very good Indian Northwest Frontier food. So I'm very excited about that opening. And I think all the people who live in Oceania are going to be very lucky, because it's going to be right next door to them, basically.
So October 2016 is the big date.
I think so, yep, somewhere there.
And you're giving us a London special today, Monica. I think we've got time for one more place.
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, talking about tea, you know, tea is sort of this new big meal in London, and yes, it can be expensive, but I think it was actually at the ATM. Do you remember we did our show from the Arabian Travel Market, Mark, and we
yeah.
spoke to lots of people, and I spoke to some lovely people from the Shangri-La in London. And it's the Shangri-La at the Shard in London. So again, a very iconic landmark that everybody wants to go and see. But here's a little tip for you. So if you go and have tea at the Shangri-La, either at Ting, where we've actually had lunch in December, amazing place, or Dong, which I think is on the 52nd floor. Ting is on the 35th floor. You can go there, have your tea, and it's a very, very high quality tea, about £50, I think, which is a lot of money, but you're getting quite a lot of value for your money. But you also get an almost 360 degree view, because it's glass walls, sort of floor to ceiling, of all of London, exactly more or less what you'd get from the Shard. But this is the tip, you save yourself a £30 entry ticket. Whereas if you've gone literally, you come out of the hotel two steps, we actually mistook the entry for the Shard thing for the entry to the Shangri-La. It's that mm-hmm. close. So why would you do that? So to go there, have this beautiful tea and sit and take as many pictures as you like.
What
That's
about bookings, though? Because summer's going to be busy.
Summer will be busy. I think you should go on the Shangri-La website, and it's very, very clear how you would book. Ting is beautiful. I haven't been to the one on the 52nd floor, Dong, but the price of the tea is both the same. There are pictures on my website from the December thing of the views that we got over the Thames and all of London from Ting, and it's just a beautiful venue, and knowing the Shangri-La, it's going to be stunning. Very, very good.
Excellent stuff. Some great tips then for travelling to London this summer, and all on the Doing Dubai website. Thanks, Monica.
Thank you.